USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts will be locked through at least Inauguration Day. That's according to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg writing that, in his opinion, the president used his platform to condone rather than condemn his supporters' behavior. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wants a nonpartisan commission to look into the violence at the U.S. Capitol.
Congress must immediately transfer command of the District of Columbia National Guard from the President of the United States and put it squarely under the command and control of the Mayor of the District of Columbia.
She said what happened at the Capitol was textbook terrorism and added that what took place went against the district's values. President Trump set to spend his second-to-last weekend in office at Camp David. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues, $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, and it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
The coronavirus vaccine is continuing to cause havoc across the nation.
The United States has set another record for daily new cases and deaths due to COVID-19. Nearly 269,000 new cases of infection and 3,920 deaths were recorded on Wednesday, surpassing the previous highs that were set last Saturday. The nation has passed more than 21 million cases since the beginning of the pandemic, with Arizona, California, and Rhode Island now having some of the highest infection per capita rates in the world. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Reaction continuing to come in from the storming of the Capitol on Wednesday, former Secretary of State Colin Powell calling it a national disgrace.
It was a disgraceful performance by our leaders, a disgraceful performance by our military and our police officials.
Paul also telling MSNBC that the security situation at the Capitol was deeply inadequate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Democrats look to have won both Georgia Senate seats, and with them, the U.S. Senate majority. Final votes are continuing to be counted, and military votes have until 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday to be counted as well. Republicans beginning to look back as to what happened, and Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, believes...
We spent too much time on other matters rather than that clear and simple matter of saying that Senators Perdue and Senators Loeffler and a Republican majority could be that check and balance. But look, we can't just give up now because we lost. We got to pick ourselves up off the electoral playing field and dust ourselves off and get back going in the game because, as I said, the Democrats have extremely small margins, but they have an extremely radical agenda, and we've got to be prepared to provide a check and balance on that agenda and get ready for the next election, which is always just 2 years away.
States need to investigate election irregularities and establish barriers to elections. That's according to Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Johnson, in a statement saying that millions of Americans are worried that the election was fraught with fraud and called such worries legitimate. The letter continues, Americans saw the COVID-19 pandemic being exploited to ramp up the use of mail-in ballots and to hear that Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg poured $500 million into local governments as part of contracts that allowed nonprofits to dictate how elections were run. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.